This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. More than 750 tips have come in about who was involved in a massive party that turned violent near the CU campus on Saturday, according to Boulder Police. The crowd grew to as many as 800 people, many of whom were not wearing masks, before some participants assaulted police officers and damaged property. Carolina de la Torre wasn't at the party, but she helped clean up.
There was just an incredible amount of glass everywhere. There were Corona bottles everywhere. There was blood on the ground somewhere. I have no idea why. And at least 2 to 3 other cars destroyed at that point.
University of Colorado officials say disciplinary action will be taken for people who attended, ranging from suspension to expulsion. Colorado's northern neighbor is easing its statewide health and safety requirements during the pandemic. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon says masks will no longer be mandatory in that state next week. He also plans to lift mask and social distancing rules for bars, restaurants, theaters, and gyms. Gordon cites Wyoming's declining number of COVID-19 cases and its success in distributing vaccines as reasons to end mask wearing. Some other states have lifted their mask requirements, including Montana, North Dakota, and Texas. On Friday, Governor Jared Polis extended Colorado's mask order. It is 62 degrees in Colorado Springs with a few clouds at the moment. The low tonight will be 40 degrees. Denver is at 62 degrees. The low tonight will be 37. This is CPR.